Gary, what's going on?
Oh, a lot. Hell, trying to find a way to win our sixth game. That's about what's going on. How you guys doing?
Good. Gary, how tough has this been? I mean, they've had some tough road here, but I know you guys had a lot of expectations coming into the year.
Yeah, it's been very difficult. I mean, we came off a pretty good football season last year where we fell a game short on the last day of the season, and faced a couple of big suspensions early in the season with our left tackle and Cushing, and we survived it. Came out of our first 6-4-2, and a lot of promise going forward. And over the course of the last 8 weeks, we've lost four or five very close games. I think three of them on the last play of the game. And in this league, you got to find ways to win those games, and that's the difference in whether you're there at the end and whether you're not. And so it's been very difficult, but you keep battling and trying to do that right now.
Is your what's been up with your defense? That seems to have been the part that's strayed a little bit.
We have not played well on defense this year. I mean, I would say we've been very inconsistent, but I think our problem's been pretty consistent. We've struggled on the back end. We went young with our secondary before the season started. It's a decision we made, and it's been very difficult back there. And then we lost our basically our quarterback of our defense after our sixth ball game, and so we've been without D'Amico now ever since that 4-2 mark, and it's obviously showed up. I mean, he's been a leader on this team ever since he walked in the door here, and I think it's been pretty obvious how much we've missed him.
What was your impression of Tim Tebow in his first game?
I was very impressed. I've been very impressed with the time he's played. I know he's played some in the red zone and some different things, but you can see the energy he brought to the football team. I mean, he plays very, very hard. Makes all those intangible plays that, in football, everybody's looking for off-schedule football plays. I mean, this league is built around that, and that's what you saw. You saw the energy of the football team pick up, and so I've been very impressed.
When you're getting ready this week, have you gone back to his preseason tape?
Yeah, you try to look at everything. You try to go back and see everything that he's done. And like I said, they were playing him a little bit in some situations. And then, of course, last week, you look from a game plan standpoint and how they went about using him and those type of things. I'm sure we'll see some things different. But, what you're facing is another back back there is very capable of beating you with his legs as well as his arm. And I just saw the energy of the whole football team pick up.
When you compare that tape you're seeing from August to the stuff you got from Oakland last week, how much progress do you think he's made? Is he, developed?
Oh, he's made a great deal. But that's, you'd expect that. I mean, you're a young player and a rookie in this league. And, where you start the season or training camp, I mean, you should make a lot of progress. And you find out a lot about players in this league when you're a backup or a third and, you're not on the field every Sunday. But then all of a sudden you get a chance and you find out whether or not a guy was taking care of his business when he was not playing. How was he preparing? How was he working in practice? And, what that shows me, how he played last week, tells you that he was taking care of his business every week. He was staying ready to play, getting himself ready for his opportunity.
Gary, you know what it's like to be the quarterback everybody loves here. What do you think the pressure's like for Tim here right now?
I think Tim's played with pressure. I mean, you look at his college career and what he stood for and what he accomplished in college. I think the expectations of being a great player week in and week out, he's been through that. And, I can't speak for him, but I'm sure he sees this as just a wonderful opportunity in his life and with this football team and wants to take advantage of it. So pressure and playing the quarterback position in the National Football League, they go hand in hand.
When you look at this Broncos defense, what have you seen over the last couple of weeks, and what do you think of this matchup with Champ and Andre Johnson?
Well, first off, we play a lot of man coverage, so, the matchup's definitely going to be there. I mean, two great players. They've been very aggressive, a lot of blitzing going after people because they, do play a lot of man coverage on the back end. It's a 3-4 scheme, so that's different for us. We've caught it a few times this year, caught it against Baltimore a couple of weeks ago. So, that is a change for us from that standpoint, so something that we'll have to prepare for.
Gary, I saw the other day somebody asked you about Bill Cowher coaching the team. What's that been like for you, all the swirl right now?
It's part of the business. It's been a struggle. And, if you're coaching in this business, you know, there are going to be good times and tough times when you sign up, and, you know, this is something you're going to do for a living. That's something you learn to deal with. It doesn't concern me. I'm trying to right the ship here and find a way to win our sixth game, and, you know, that's just part of our business.
Do you ever, like, sit back when you hear some of these rumors and it's like, what is that from? I'm like, your name's been linked here sometimes. I mean, you're like, where's this coming from?
You know, guys, my hands are so damn full right now here. to listen to rumors or actually sit down and even think about them. You know, I'm trying to figure out a way to have a good practice today and find a way to come to Denver and play good football.
You spent a lot of time with obviously here and with John Elway. How do you think he would do in a front office type role if that were to happen here?
Oh, I think John would be tremendous. I mean, John, you know, this business, whether you're in the front office, whether you're coaching, whether you're playing, is about competing. And, you know, what I've said many times, that's the greatest competitor to ever play this game. So whatever John chooses to do in life, he's going to do it well.
Could be a personnel guy, you think? Do the hours breaking down the film and...
You know, I can't speak for all that. I mean, John has to answer those questions. And like I said, I just know whatever he chooses to do, he's going to be successful at it.
You got any advice for him?
No.
He answered that pretty fast, Gary.
He doesn't need my advice. He's okay.
How's it been with having Rick Dennison back on your staff this year and with that running game and...
You know, it's been great. You know, of course, I've spent, you know, me and Rico worked together, you know, side by side there in Denver for, 11, 12 years. And, of course, we played together. So, you know, when I was in need of a new coordinator this year, it was an easy situation for me because it didn't make us have to stop and go back. It actually helped us go forward, you know, and he's done a hell of a job with our group. I mean, we've taken a free agent running back, and, you know, he's leading the league in rushing, and, you know, we moved the ball on offense, and, you know, Rick's doing a hell of a job down there. I've actually asked more of him. I've got him very involved in the passing game and things that he was not involved in Denver, and I think he's only gotten better. And, you know, Rick's doing a hell of a job as a coordinator. I think he'll be a hell of a head coach, too.
Yeah, that was, I guess, the next thing, because he did interview for that job, for this job here a couple of years ago. Is he now...
Oh, there's no doubt in my mind, yeah. I think Rick Dennison would be a tremendous head coach. I know one thing. If I was out there, I'd love to work for him. I mean, he's very organized. You know, he's very real. And, you know, Rick goes about his business as good as anybody I've ever been around. I mean, here's a guy who's coached every spot in football. He's coached special teams. He's coached, you know, he played defense in National Football League. He's coached offense very successfully. Not many guys can say that and put that on their resume. He's very impressive.
So are you saying you should coach defense?
Do what?
Are you saying you should coach defense now?
I'm trying to get my nose in everything. Maybe I ought to get it out. I don't know.
Hey, Gary, how is Foster's health right now?
You know, he's okay. He's beat up like everybody else. You know, he's been there every week for us. He had a sore hip going into the game last week, and he really didn't practice all week, but felt like he was ready to go, warmed up fine, and, you know, tweaked his ankle a little bit. So I think it was more about how the football game went for us. You know, we got down. We never got him in rhythm of what he does. And so, you know, there in the fourth quarter, I just took him out. But he should be fine. He should be ready to go.